Fuck, what fucking day is it? Friday. It's Friday, May 26th.
That was more F-bombs than we've dropped in the last two episodes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Wine Guys Guys podcast. I am currently Pudding Brain, your host Max. I'm here with my two co-hosts. Say hi, gentlemen.
This is no longer Fat Pat. My name is Pat Reno.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
Wait, why aren't you Fat Pat anymore?
Well, I'm still Fat Pat, too.
Oh.
I can be both.
But... Get you a guy who's both.
Yeah. Pat Reno. You're at ya.
Pat Reno.
Why exactly?
Yeah, why are you called Pat Reno now? People know.
There's a wedding invitation, and my last name is spelled R-E-N-O. Not.
It's sort of like a hybrid of Patrick Rodino, and they were just like, we're going to call you Pat Reno.
Yeah.
Can you be like a alternate person now that's Patrick Reno? Like, you're just outrageously Nevada-y?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Perfect. I can totally see you
it's being my
a
gambling
character
side.
From Reno 911.
Oh, I could be that.
I am Pat Reno. It's going to be your new drunk alter ego. Ben, how are you?
Not too bad. What's up? This is the white Benzel Washington. Back at it.
I still disagree with the white part.
Yeah. Just Benzel
Washington.
Benzel
Washington. It's just repetitive.
No? Benzel's black?
If you said that you were the white Denzel Washington, that would make sense because Denzel's black. But saying the white Benzel, it's just, I don't know. I'm not sold on it. I'm not sold.
It's cool. I'm going to ride with it.
Okay, whatever, man.
Talk to me when you're in training day.
Yeah, whatever. What are we drinking tonight, boys? What do we got on the tap?
I would like a cup, please.
Oh, you didn't get any? Ben, tell us what we're drinking since you're the one who picked it out.
Sure. Let's see. By the way, this bottle is like incredibly heavy. I don't know why. It's like the thickest glass ever.
Cool.
But this one is called...
Was it more expensive because of the glass?
I don't know. Not that much more. It was like $13.99.
That's right in our wheelhouse.
This one's called the Bone Shaker.
All right.
I liked the name of it.
I do very much enjoy
it. It's a 2015.
The minimalism of the label.
And this one is a Zinfandel. I don't think we've drinking one of these before.
We might have done a Zin.
I think we've done a Zin.
We've done a Zin, yeah.
I think we've done a Zin.
Doesn't surprise me.
I truly like Zins. I think that they're fruity. And if you're normally not the red kind of wine drinker, I think that this kind of is a little bit.
No, I like reds, and this one's
sweeter. It feels sweeter to me.
Let me.
What fruit would you guess that's in this?
Let me take a sip.
It's kind of plummy.
Black cherry.
Currant.
It's a blackberry.
Blackberry.
It's pretty good, Pat. I don't know why you decided to put cherry in there.
I don't know. Blackberry. Yeah, that's what I said.
Hey, we're on all the dark fruits.
Yeah. I do taste that, though.
It's blackberry, dark chocolate, and vanilla.
Ooh. I taste the hint of vanilla.
It's full-bodied.
Yeah.
So this is a curvy woman.
Yeah. No, remember we talked about this last week. Voluptuous.
Oh, yeah. Voluptuous.
It's a very voluptuous wine.
Yeah.
The aroma is really strong. I know it's probably the first time we've ever used the word aroma, but it is stanky.
Yeah, it's extra wine smelly.
Yeah.
So we popped a bottle of Zin. It's Friday. I'm fucking ready for the weekend.
Long weekend, Memorial Day coming up. You know what Memorial Day means?
No.
Pretty much means summer.
Barbecues.
Summer barbecue. You know what's great?
I thought you were actually going to tell me why we were celebrating Memorial Day.
Oh, no.
Like,
No.
Cool. What it signifies. Yeah,
you know what's great at barbecues?
What?
Sangria.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Never had sangria.
You want to know the first time I had sangria?
Yeah, when?
You were probably 12 years old.
No. The first time I had sangria, I was in Madrid.
Spain?
Yeah, and that's where it's from.
Really?
Yeah. You did not know that?
I've never had it.
Madrid is like...
Sangria translates to blood in Spanish.
I think it's sangre, is blood, but you're pretty close.
Yeah, loosely translates.
Yeah, loosely translates.
But I can tell you that a pitcher of sangria is €3.
What?
Which is fantastic, and it tastes, you'll never get any, nowhere here will touch it.
Is that like $4.50?
So we'll have to.
I don't know what the exchange rate is.
We'll have to.
Hey, the cookies are going off.
Yeah. I chefed up some cookies right before this. We'll have to go to Madrid and do a live pod there.
I mean,
let's just do it.
Let's get one of our sponsors to pay for it.
Yeah.
Once we get one.
Southwest sponsors us. We can just use them. They don't fly to Madrid, but we can convince them.
We can fly to the East Coast and take a boat.
That sounds like a long boat ride.
A couple weeks.
I really want to take one of those, how Iceland Air or whatever will pay for your hotel room if you do a layover in Iceland. Sounds awesome. I want to do that.
Oh,
you can do like Groupon.
I might not actually ever get where I'm going. I might just stay in Iceland. I might just get in that Blue Lagoon hot spring and just stay there.
Two more minutes. We'll cut this out.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll cut this out. Two more minutes on the cookies. Pat, you were giving us give the listeners a little breakdown of what you're telling us about the sangria.
Yeah, so this weekend I'll be
give them a tip,
creating the first sangria of the summer. Get the biggest watermelon you can find, and you're going to cut the very tippy top off just enough where you can spoonful out the whole entire
clean it out like a pumpkin.
Clean it out, yeah, like a pumpkin. And then you're going to juice it.
You better eat that when you clean it out, right?
No, you're juicing it.
Oh.
You're getting all the juice out. Pour the juice back in the watermelon.
Oh.
Pour a bottle of white wine. Preferably.
So it's like a twice-baked potato?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What kind of white wine? Let's get specific. Because I have a pretty good feeling you don't want Chardonnay.
No, you know, I really don't know. Maybe probably the sweetest wine.
Like Moscato?
A sweet, light wine.
Wait, isn't it usually red? Or am I crazy? Well,
okay, there's two different types of sangrias. Yeah. You can make them with both.
Really?
But I'm not sure what type you can mix and match.
Say you don't go sweet.
Pinot Grigio.
Let the watermelon.
I do like sangrias. I like Pinot Grigio.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
And then you put half a fifth of rum in there, and that gives it the extra kick. That's not traditional, but...
Oh, that makes it fun.
Yeah, that makes it a little more American.
Mm-hmm.
You put some oranges, blueberries, and strawberries. Let it soak.
Vitamin C.
Let it soak for 2 hours. Pour yourself.
I can't
get a ladle.
What are we doing this on Monday or Sunday?
I'll do it this weekend.
Yes. If any listeners want to join in,
yeah,
you know how to find.
So that's the first sangria of the summer, and I'll come at you with more recipes.
I'm excited. I'm excited for it. Okay, let's dive into some topics. One of our topics, weekend recap. Let's do a little weekend recap. What'd you guys get into?
Well, on Friday night, we stayed in, which is really big for us.
That's right. The wine guys never left the couch.
We watched a nice flick.
Yeah.
Oh, Get Out?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I already seen it.
Get Out. I was... a little worried about watching this movie.
99% on Rotten Tomatoes and well deserved, if you ask me.
And I did do some research on this. The guy that ruined Toy Story 3 apparently had 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the same critic lowered it to 99%.
What was his review? What was his dog on the movie?
I don't remember.
Producer Al, get on the.
It was on Barstool.
Al's going to do some research. We're going to find out. But anyways, if you haven't seen Get Out, do it.
Fantastic movie. I didn't expect it to be as good as it was, even though it was hyped up.
I was slightly worried that it got overhyped, but I think it was adequately hyped. I believe the hype was
a great was on mixture point. Of thriller, scary movie, and some comedy.
Yeah, good old fashioned racism.
So
jokes were flying in that
question
movie.
By the audience.
Is that
maybe
is that something that is plausible.
Okay, so you ruin the movie for this.
Don't
for
ruin
the listeners. But you said before we watched it, it's scary because it could happen. I'm going to disagree with
that. Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, that's a no.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say it's impossible.
It's unlikely.
Unlikely. Yeah. I would go with I'm going to go with unlikely.
They did release an alternate ending.
I don't want to see it.
I know what it is. Like, it's obvious. I'm not going to spill what it is, but it's obvious what the alternate ending is. It's the exact opposite of the ending that happened.
Yeah, which would be.
And everybody's like, yeah, so good thing they chose the real ending, and that's why they got 99% on Rotten Tomatoes instead of probably like 75.
Right. Yeah, agreed.
So, Wine Guys approved.
I do have one bone to pick with the movie.
Okay.
If I was rating it, I would give it 4 out of 5 stars.
Really?
I think it was improperly named.
Really?
I was watching it, and I think the movie should have been called Get the Fuck Out. Because yeah. That was a scary movie.
Yeah. I was like 20 minutes into the movie, and I was like, what is he doing? Why is he still in this house?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. I said that multiple times.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was a fantastic flick, and everybody should watch it.
I agree. Go fire up Friday night.
It's on Netflix now.
I don't think it's
no.
I mean, no, no, not Netflix, Redbox.
I don't think it's in Redbox.
It's on iTunes.
Maybe this week.
I think it came out this week on
Friday night. Go pick yourself up a Zinfandel. Listen to this pod.
The Bone Shaker.
Bone Shaker.
We drank a Malbec while we watched.
We did drink a Malbec while we watched. But pick up the movie, get yourself a bottle, sit down, watch it. You'll enjoy it. Let's move on. Oh, no, my weekend recap. I ran a little bit more than a 5K on Sunday. Would have been uneventful other than the fact that we got pretty drunk the day before.
Yeah, we golfed all day, which was fun.
Yeah, the golfing on Saturday was awesome.
We hit up your sister's barbecue birthday.
Yep, that
was fun.
We
went to my sister's barbecue birthday. Shouts to Barb. She doesn't listen to the pod.
Great and burritos. Shouts to Evan. Wait, Barb doesn't even listen?
Well, she claims that her phone is incapable.
She could be the savage of the week.
Yeah, but anyways, we did that, and then I may or may not have made the mistake of going out to the bars till 2 a.m. and then waking up to run my 5K at 6 in the morning. Well, I woke up at 6 in the morning. My 5K was at 8 in the morning.
I drove you to the 5K.
Yeah, that might have been ill-advised.
I took a nap in the shower.
Well, you drove yourself
I drove there. You went with me, but... Yeah, I threw up twice before my 5K. I don't know if it was nerves or the tacos from the night before.
It was both.
I think it was could have been both.
And the alcohols.
But I survived. I made it to the end, and I'm happy about this. Al, did you get did you pull up the review?
So I have a bone to pick with Barstool at the moment.
Oh,
they have a whole article about how the dude who fudged up the Toy Story's score fudged up Get Out score. Really? And they don't even give you Toy Story's score or the link to it. So now I have to go search through Rotten Tomatoes for this.
All right. Well, Al's got some more.
I have an update at the end of that.
Al's got some more research to do to get us the bad review on Get Out, because I would really like to know what bone he had to pick with that movie. Okay.
The rest of the weekend, did we do anything?
Yeah, you had a pretty eventful Sunday. Ben went a little hard on Sunday fun day. Made it home at about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, before I walked out the door, I told Max. He was like, I'm going to go drink at the View House, but I'm giving myself a hard cutoff at 5 p.m.
A hard 5 p.m. cutoff. I got home from my parents at about 8 o'clock, and Ben was nowhere to be seen. So,
and I had a pretty good time. I went with noted wine guy Jimmy. But he then Irish goodbye me about halfway through and I just
shouts to Jimmy and then shots fired at Jimmy.
It's all right. I had a quality time and then I just
legend
met a bunch
and savage
bunch of random people and played yard pong and made some new friends and hung out with them all night.
Nice.
Yeah, just a nice little solo mission Sunday.
I had the Sunday scaries for you because you were out so late.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and then I came home and watched 3 episodes of Entourage.
And then what?
And I slept on the couch.
Yeah.
And then I woke up I usually wake up between 3:30 and 4. And I slept, went to my bed, slept another hour and a half, and then went to work. All in a day's work for me.
Amazing. Amazing.
All right, next segment.
All right. That's actually a good move into Legend Savage of the Week.
Yeah.
Pat, why don't you lead us off this week? Tell us who your Legend slash Savage of the Week is.
Mine's... She's a legend.
Okay.
And it's a savage move.
Oh, okay.
But she's a legend for doing it.
Okay.
It's Melania. Is that how
Melania.
You say her? Melania?
Melania Trump.
Melania Trump. They flew into, I'm guessing it was Italy because they're...
The Vatican.
They're in
they went to
Vatican
the
City.
Yeah, but they didn't
it's
fly there.
It's the smallest country in the world.
They probably flew in, yeah. Whatever.
They flew into Rome. And as people were taking photos, Trump went to grab her hand. And she proceeded to pull her hand away and fix her hair.
No way. She gave him the...
And then his hand went from... Oh shit! She's not grabbing my hand. Okay. I'll go to the lower back, I guess.
Oh my god!
So it was
lower back, or was it?
Or
a nice,
it was
dude,
her butt. It was
a butt grab.
It was her tuchus.
If the president is getting swerved, like what chance do we stand?
My first initial thought is Frank and
Claire Underwood.
Yeah, Frank and Claire Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
That's just them. They don't really. It's just a strictly platonic relationship about. So moving up in the world.
So the wife speaks less English.
Yeah, but, you know.
And I don't think that the husband's as smart. Well, but, yeah, okay. It's still pretty close.
Yeah, it's the idea. So that was mine.
Benny D?
What do you got? Mine's a legend. Mine's Tiger Woods.
Oh.
And I think, well, he just came out today, I think it was, and said that he's feeling a lot better and he thinks he can still play professional golf.
That's good.
And I think he's a legend for convincing people that he can still play golf because I think he's absolutely done. And I've thought this for...
I just don't even like...
And I'm a big Tiger fan.
That.
Don't get me wrong.
It makes me so depressed.
I'm one of the biggest Tiger fans ever. But I think it's hilarious that people think he's still going to come back and do anything because he's absolutely, utterly
okay.
done.
I saw the quote that he wrote and my favorite part about what he said... was
unequivocally
no I because I can't read that word but my favorite thing that he said was I talked to my physio, I talked to my doctor, and I'm healing up well. I'm out of bed, I'm moving around, I'm even taking my kids to and from school. So he's on the road to recovery. He's taking his kids to and from school, so he's gonna be back to winning majors no time. I have no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. And it's one of those things where I know that it's completely ridiculous, but I don't care because I want him to win so bad.
At this point, he's better at Call of Duty than he is at golf.
That's probably accurate. He's a big Call of Duty guy. My legend of the week, I'm not even going to entertain the idea that she's a savage. Legend of the week, Danielle, noted wine girl's girl, Danielle Cook. Because we went to our soccer game last night, and we had a sub, another noted wine girl's girl, Hannah McKeon, showed up. And post-game, we had won our game 2-1. She goes, Max, stick this in Ben's backpack. And it was a, what was it, Ben?
It might have been a infinite schmunky.
Oh, yeah, don't
them.
Give him free pub. Don't give him free pub.
Rosé can?
Can of rosé. Ben got rosé'd. He's the first one. We got it on tape. You're going to see it. But it was... So shouts to Danielle because that was... She started it. She's the catalyst because it's about to just...
It was so smooth that I was like, wait, whoever left their jackets drinking wine? I didn't even realize
that.
Oh,
you didn't realize that you got rosé'd?
I didn't even realize that I got rosé'd immediately.
Fantastic. I love it. So shouts to her. Did we find it yet?
I will say it's easier than drinking ice. Like the can is a little smaller, so it's a much
easier
drink.
That's good. That's actually really good news for me because I don't choke.
Do you want the Get Out review though?
People know that about me.
He left. We don't have the.
Yeah, no. That's the one I want. I want the Get Out review.
Okay.
Hit us with that Get Out review.
I'm in the cloud. All right. "Quote unquote." This is from K Marco. Retweeted by K Marco. Peele wants to have it both ways, as in the TV series Key and Peele, in which the biracial duo capitalizes on how Obama's biracial identity was reformulated as black, quote-unquote. As if celebrating social enlightenment, they concocted unfunny routines deriding black paranoia and white superstition. Get Out shares that opportunistic misconception. Its slug pace opening, parentheses, using an inept subjective point of view angle, replays the Trayvon Martin incident. A lone black male on a cell phone walks through an unfamiliar suburban neighborhood community when he's attacked. The movie never shows us that character again. Slight spoiler alert, kind of false. That dude's an idiot. But the implication is enough to set off obsessive social fears.
Okay.
Terrible.
I stopped listening because...
First take on this. Fuck this guy.
Well, second take is I didn't know we were as like closely related to PMT. We also have a producer who can't read.
To be fair, that was obnoxiously long. With I know, a lot but of I really needed,
I gotta get
words.
My stab in.
Pat kind of distracted me, and I'm
yeah, that's
to
true.
Right now,
yeah, so. Our producer's kind of in the cloud. But anyways, no, but fuck that guy. That was the most pretentious movie review I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, no wonder he didn't like Toy Story 3.
Literally had no thought or correlation to Trayvon Martin.
No.
None.
He only made it 7 minutes into the movie. Like, he made it through the first scene, and that's as far as he reviewed it. Spoiler alert. That's it.
What a clown. Fuck that guy.
It's a joke.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. What's food mean, Ben? I don't know what food is.
That's where we're running down. This is your favorite topic, bro.
Oh, this is everyone's favorite topic. Let's move into it because we actually forgot to do this one last week.
We didn't forget. We just didn't buy any food.
Yeah, that's true. We just never actually.
And we didn't even have anything in the house that we could do.
So this week, wine pairing matchup of the week. We have Mother's.
No, we don't.
Just kidding. We have Patrick Rodino's homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Versus
Pat Reno's chocolate chip homemade cookies. Versus what, Ben?
Oh, versus kettle corn.
Yeah. Kettle
corn.
Can
you elaborate a little
bit? Yeah, popping it like it's hot kettle corn.
What's on the kettle corn?
How'd you get this?
A Lyft driver gave it to me.
Yeah. What's special about this kettle corn, Ben?
Allegedly it has a small bit of marijuana on it, I guess.
Okay, cool.
That is the first time I ever had
So this is going to be the first episode where we've mixed mild edibles with
wine. What did she say
about
the edibles?
What'd she say about them?
They're not very potent.
Okay, good, because it's... I got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to be able to tie my shoes in the morning.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, let's dive in. Let's see what we got. I'm going cookie first. Can we do cookie first? Because it's still warm.
Yeah, I made them.
It's still warm.
Still warm.
Oh, my. Mm. I don't know if I want to mix it with wine.
Mm. Really good.
It's unstoppable.
The chocolate literally instantly kills.
I mean,
it's a chocolate chip cookie.
It's an unfair advantage.
Let's be real. This is a
and they're fresh.
This is the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Toronto Raptors matchup. This is just yeah. No, I mean, but I'm gonna give the popcorn a. I'm gonna give the popcorn a fair shake.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. This is about the fourth time I've eaten chocolate chip cookies with the wine we've been drinking, and they're good every single time. So I've been waiting. I really wanted to bring chocolate chip cookies into the race.
Okay, I'm really interested to actually just taste what these, or see what these taste like, to have some corn with some weed on them. Also, fun fact about the kettle corn.
It tastes like the smell of weed.
It tastes like they smell like weed?
Some people would say that's the point.
I'm going to give this lady a shout, though. I really like her marketing strategy of supplying a floss stick with the kettle corn.
Yeah, kettle corn gets stuck in your teeth.
I know. It's nice. I wish my box of Orville Redenbacher came with a couple of these.
It's not bad.
I just do what you mean about the tasting like they smell like weed.
Al, yeah. How would you grade this as the resident expert?
In taste or what?
As a product of weed.
You know, it feels like 2008 Colorado when you would have somebody's older brother with a weed card get you edibles. We've come a long way since then. There's the chocolate bars that I truly wish could be.
We're so spoiled.
Could be moved into just normal candy because I eat a full thing of them. So, you know, we haven't tasted the potency, but not super high on my list.
You know what? It's sort of not fair that the weed popcorn got matched up against chocolate chip cookies because that's just. Chocolate chip cookies are just a powerhouse, but shouts to this lady. Good honor for being an entrepreneur.
Let me see your card.
Called popping it like it's hot.
Most of the time, you're supposed to have a website on here.
Oh, do not advertise that one.
Oh, she might actually not want us to advertise
them.
Yeah,
you're definitely not allowed to deliver weed things in Denver. So
yeah, one of our 100,000 listeners might ruin that for her.
Best part, she doesn't have a website.
Yeah, it's just a Gmail account.
Yeah, but the wine guys and the wine gals, they're not snitches. Mm-mm. They don't snitch.
But they also don't.
Everyone.
Oh, that's true.
Well, cookie.
Well, anyways, good honor.
Well, I had the cookie as the winner before I drank the wine, but
yeah, I knew the cookie was gonna win before they were even baked.
Yeah, it's because I ate like 5 scoops of cookie dough, and this is like my 4th cookie. So.
It's because Mother Patrick made them.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Fat Pat. So, what do we want to move into?
We got a listener question.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Hit us with that listener question.
This is from noted wine gals gal, Hannah McKeon.
Hmm.
And she wanted to know basically what if we cared what people thought about us and our takes. And if that was an issue, or if we basically just say whatever we want. And
While podcasting, you mean?
Yeah, while doing the podcast, putting our personal lives out into the atmosphere of the world.
You want to take that first, Benny?
No, you got it.
Max, all right, go ahead.
I like it. I like being able to bring the people sort of into our lives. I feel like, well, it's kind of weird. I feel like our lives are boring as hell, but I've surprisingly had a lot of people say that they're like, oh my God, you guys are so funny. So it's good to know that at least somebody likes listening to us, even if it's like 5 people, but
5,000.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's only like 5,000 people.
Yeah. One day
your voice cut out there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We lost electricity really quick.
I choked on the cookie, but no, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. I like, honestly, to be a transparent podcast, I get censored sometimes.
Yeah, do you hold back your takes?
No.
Yeah, as the most transparent podcast, we basically cut out none of what we do. We basically cut out the parts where we're either screaming at each other or we started rambling after we go over an hour.
Yeah.
We will not make you listen to a podcast over an hour. That's just,
no,
can't do it.
Yeah. It's hard. It's not easy. Pat, what about you? How do you feel about letting people into your world?
Yeah. You can give Paul a shout out. Papa Rodino.
Yeah, newest wine guy.
He might be a wine guy.
Actually, I think your dad is a wine guy.
We need to get Paul on the pod.
He listened to almost every episode. Loves it.
Good. Thank God we're so transparent. We talk about everything.
Yeah.
Except for that time you made me cut out that story about you and Rachel.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Neither do the listeners because it got cut out. But at least we're transparent.
We are.
We're transparent about the fact that we cut it out. So,
yeah, I like people, and I
like wine.
And I like wine.
Yeah, good take,
Pat. I like talking to people.
Wow, hot take, bro. Okay, do we have more listener questions?
No, but I will agree with you guys. I pretty much say whatever I want. My parents have found out about the podcast, so shout out Mom and Dad.
They found out about it or they listened to it?
They've both recently found out about it. I have a feeling they're about to be listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just a good way for them to hang out with us virtually. They enjoy that. Mom. It's like going to dinner at their house, but they just get to do it virtually.
Sure. They might even get a little bit more in-depth into what we're like when they're not around.
Yeah, exactly. As my dad said.
I think my mom would disagree.
What did your dad say?
He told me he's learned things about me that he didn't know. So
no, he's gotten to see a different side of you.
Oh, a different side of me, which...
Don't misquote him.
Yeah, well, I couldn't remember, which I think is a great thing.
The wine side of you.
It's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Yeah.
What about you, Al? What do your parents say about the pod?
My parents don't know exactly what a podcast is still. I have tried to explain it to them many of times, probably 6 or 7 at least now. My mom still thinks it's like a YouTube. Like,
struggle with the concept.
A vlog.
Did you tell her that you're a producer? Maybe she'll be impressed.
They're not impressed by a lot.
Okay, I have a question. At what point do we put this podcast on our resumes?
I want to put it on my LinkedIn. I want to put it on my LinkedIn title. It's like,
oh my god,
I'm blah blah blah
podcast
blah and
co-host,
podcast host. Just to like spike a little bit of intrigue, and they're like, I wonder what the hell this guy podcasts.
Not a bad idea. Drive some traffic to the website.
I know.
No. Just even put mystery. Like, just don't even say what the podcast
is. Wait, please don't put that bowl in the sink.
We're gonna eat that.
Sorry, my girlfriend was about to put the bowl of,
god damn it, Rachel,
delicious cookie dough
in the sink.
You're about to throw away cookie dough?
I know. So I
Jesus Christ,
had to cut it off.
She's in timeout with Levi.
Speaking of the website, though, head over to the website, check out the wine cellar. We're currently not able to sell t-shirts on the website.
Legally.
When can we do this?
Legally.
Legally, we're not allowed to sell t-shirts on the website.
We can do anything.
We're the bad boys of wine.
Go on there. Look at the designs. Hit me with that DM. I'm sure you guys have Venmo. I'll hook you up with a shirt.
What kind of...
Dude, we got some fire ones. We got some fire shirts
out there.
What,
like maybe 5 or 6 shirts now?
Yeah, I've been designing shirts out the ass lately, but I've focused mainly on girls. I've been trying to get some more women's shirts up there. So we got crop tops. I got a racerback tank up there.
Explain.
New racerback tank? It's just like a tank.
Oh, I thought you said razorback.
No, it's just like a
racer.
Yeah.
I know it. Okay, I know what that is.
So but we got some girls. We got some girls' t-shirts. The new Malbec Babes t-shirt. It looks, I'm not gonna lie, it looks pretty good. We got Malbec Babes. I've got men's and women's Wine Guys podcast logo t-shirts, and our first t-shirt that hopefully will get us a cease and desist letter. The HBO and Merlot t-shirts. So head to the site. Tell me which one you like. Hit me with that DM. I'll hook you up.
Yes.
We're the bad boys.
I'm about to buy a couple
we're
shirts.
The bad boys of wine.
So. Yeah, I really want a Cabernet Everyday shirt.
There's like quite a few shirts. If you're a Malbec boy, there are some Fuego baseball tees on there. I'm not going to lie. I need to get like probably 2 or 3 of them.
What's the URL again?
URL wineguysguys.com.
Thank you.
Click on the wine cellar tab. Flip through those. Actually, and by Friday, there might even be beach towels on there.
Ooh.
Oh, please have one with our faces on it.
Yeah, so.
Merlot Red.
Stay woke. There might, you know, it's people are saying it's Memorial Day. People are saying it's about time to hit the pool. What better way to hit the pool than with a wine?
Or the beach.
Towel?
Yeah,
or
hit
the
beach.
Pool
if
with
a
coastal
us.
Listener.
Yeah, if you're one of our listeners on the coast, get one of those beach towels.
And invite us to your pool because we don't have.
Yeah, also invite us to your pool because we want to go.
We were thinking about getting a hot tub airlifted onto the top of our loft.
I still think it's very viable that if we just wait until the apartment that's being built across the street to bring a crane in, might be able to just bribe the crane guy with
like, a hundo spot.
Just drive over here and lift this hot tub up onto our deck real quick.
Or a nice bottle of wine.
Maybe buy him, yeah, a couple bottles of wine. I'd buy the guy at least 10 bottles of wine if he got us a hot tub.
Oh, I'd brosé him so hard that maybe I'd trick him into just lifting the hot tub up here.
Might want to get the deck checked out engineerically so that it doesn't fall through to the massage parlor underneath.
Oh, don't worry, we have renter's insurance that will cover for that.
Yeah, don't worry, we got renter's insurance. It's cool.
So, new segment.
Okay.
Just thought of it.
Well, I was going to say I didn't know about this.
Since it's summer.
It is?
Well, Memorial Day. Memorial Day is coming up.
Right.
Top three things about summer. I don't know if that's a segment.
Power rank it?
Yeah, I was trying to think of in the 30 seconds that my mind thought of it. I was trying to think of a creative name with wine bottles, but it didn't come to me, so I just said top three.
Okay. Top three things.
I let me start.
Okay, you go first.
Number one, sandals.
Mm.
You can wear sandals every day, anywhere, wherever you'd like, grocery store, even just anywhere. Sandals.
Yeah.
Number two.
Okay.
Darty.
Ooh. Ooh, I do like dartying.
The fact that sandals beat out darty is just kind of making me mad.
Wait, are you going from the bottom to the top or top to the bottom?
I hope you're going the opposite.
Three, two, one.
Yeah, of course you are.
Number one is...
you mean number three?
Yeah, number three. Or one, whichever way you'd like to look at it, is parks. You know, just being in parks, playing games, being out there drinking a rosé in a park, playing some spike ball. Mm-hmm. Ugh, summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my number one.
Are you going from top to bottom? Or
no, I'm
going
to go bottom to top.
So you're number three?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Number
you're going
three.
3, 2, 1?
I'm going 3, 2, 1. Sandals.
Number three, going to baseball games, but not actually watching a single pitch.
Ooh,
that's my number three.
That's big.
Number two, Palisade Peaches. I love Palisade Peaches.
Yeah, there's wineries there, too.
Yeah, so we can pick up some Palisade Peaches while also going on a tour of Wine County.
Oh, we're doing it.
Yeah. And number one thing about summer, the end of summer when we go to Waterworld for my birthday. That's my favorite day of summer.
Well, the favorite day of the year is your birthday.
It's also my favorite day of the year, but it's also my favorite day of summer. Is Labor Day the last day of summer?
Yes.
Is it considered the last day?
It's technically the September 21st is. It's
like every year.
Labor Day is the gateway to the end of the summer.
Sure, but that's my favorite thing about summer is Waterworld at the end of the summer. So, what about you, Ben?
Not gonna lie, I had the most time to think about this. All like 2 minutes that you guys gave me. I'm not gonna probably do it in any particular order, but golf.
Oh, I don't know how I missed that one.
Yeah. I could do that every day if I was allowed to. It's the best sport in the world because you can drink while you're playing it and you don't have to be in shape. And I could think of a million other things, but I'll just go with those two. So golf and then rooftop drinking. Mm. That's up there for me. Just there's nothing better than the sun setting and you sitting up there and just drinking a beer, drinking a glass of wine.
I have a theory that drinks taste better on a roof. The same theory that PBR tastes better on a chairlift. But I think that somehow when you're drinking on top of a roof and it's nice out, it actually chemically alters the complexion of a drink and it tastes better. There's no scientific data to back that up, but
well, it's all science.
I swear.
It's all science.
And at the risk of stealing Pat's, I won't call it darting, but I'll just call it
just day partying.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fuck contractions.
Just when you wake up and just start drinking because the weather's too nice for you not to do that. And I feel like Sunday fun days actually occur more in the summer.
So they definitely do.
So I'll give Sunday fun days a nice shout. Well, there's also a thing called Jazz in the Park here for you Denverites, where you can drink wine.
We will
in
be
the park.
Crushing wine in the park on Sundays.
I believe it's City Park. Listen to some jazz music, and that occurs every Sunday, I believe, at the in the park.
Count
so,
me in, sister.
Yeah, we'll give Sunday Fundays a nice shout out. And brunching is brunching. I think brunching's bigger in the summer. I
well, yeah, because that goes with patios, and that goes with.
You're a connect the dots kind of guy.
Yeah, patios, and then my mind went, "Whoa, rooftops! Whoa, brunch!"
This is also pretty random, but patios. Are those like SpaghettiOs of you?
What?
Patios. Oh. P-A-T-O.
I did not get it at first.
Yeah.
Wait, that's patos.
I definitely needed that.
we're in the same boat, bro.
Can I get in on this best
oh, yeah.
summer parts?
Yeah,
hit so us. There's a bunch here. I'm gonna go. On the caveat of rooftop drinking, Red Rocks parking lot drinking, some of the best
or just concert season.
Concert season. Outside, big win. In a sweaty, crowded show, you get some glorious tunes. We're there now. I got three next week. Next one, camping and jumping in lakes.
Oh,
ooh, cliff shit. Diving,
cliff diving,
or cliff jumping. I don't dive.
Campfire.
You work at Casa Bonita,
yeah,
bro?
No, Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita.
And frankly, I don't even know if I have a last one. Those are just two goddamn
summer beers.
Summer beers.
Summer beers are better than winter beers.
That's
but
true.
I don't drink beer because I'm a wine guy.
Is our sours a summer
so
beer?
The resident producer. I don't have to be obligated to the wine guys.
That's
I still
true.
Am. I'm halfway there, but I'm on the sour kick right now. And there are so many good
That's
Denver
cool.
sours right now.
Yeah. The best part about being a wine guy's guy, you're not a wine guy. Wine guy just pretty much means
it's just wine.
I drink wine. Wine guy's guy means
you're flexible.
Hey, I'm versatile. I'll take
ooh, versatile.
Pretty much any alcohol and I'll turn it into fun.
Yeah.
Or turn it into wine like Jesus. Jesus.
Oh.
Well, he doesn't be like, oh, I got Jaeger. I'm going to turn this into wine.
I bet he would have. I bet he would have. He was a wine guy. He was probably taking whatever he had, and he was just like, yeah, I'm going to turn this into
literally,
wine.
His blood was wine.
I did hear this. If you put Jaeger in a wine glass, it just looks like red wine anyway. So maybe, spoiler.
I don't know about that.
This is my theory.
Dark red wine.
Hey, Jesus was drinking Jaeger.
Do you think they had Jaeger back then?
Jesus was not German. I'm going to say that one.
Oh, my God. Can we just talk about
maybe Jesus liked to party.
Jaeger commercial that's out right now?
It's cold. It's German.
Of course it's cold. It's German. Oh, my God. That lady.
Well, they say something about the Meister.
Yeah, and then they end it with.
Isn't that mean deer hunter? Jägermeister? I think it's deer hunter.
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I actually have my shouts to number
you can
one
fact
summer.
Check us if that's wrong.
Yeah, fact check us if that's wrong.
Number one of summer, riding your bike to fucking work.
Ooh.
Wait,
whoa.
You ride your bike to fucking work?
You're a porn star and a producer.
And a software person.
You worked at a software company this whole time. I didn't know it was Pornhub.
That's right. No, it's not Pornhub. We might tell the people at Pornhub how much to pay them, though. Shouts to Payscale. if you need a job, go check out how much you are worth. So.
Oh, I like that. All right, let's wrap it up. I'm tired.
You got any final thoughts?
I played two soccer games today. Man, I'm putting. Final thoughts.
What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, my old college roommate is coming into town. We're going to get ethnic as hell. He's flying in from Mexico City. Luis Rodriguez. It's gonna get wild.
Noted vino bro or hombre.
Oh my god, there's a new shirt. Vino hombre.
Vino,
oh my god. Yeah. Oh my
t-shirt,
god.
T-shirt idea.
Trademark. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I just came up with that.
With sombreros on the E's at the end, yes. Just kind of tilted. Oh god.
So, get ready for. He's gonna fly in with all kinds of cool stuff from Mexico City. We're gonna hit a Rapids game. It's gonna be live. Plus it's Memorial Day, so we get a drink all day Sunday.
And we don't have to work on Monday.
What about you, Pat? What are you doing?
I'm gonna be with you.
Oh yeah, that's right. What are you doing, Ben?
I'm golfing on Sunday and Monday.
With Donald?
Yeah. Probably not even noted wine guy. Donald will be in town visiting from Nash, Vegas. We're gonna be hitting the links. That should be quite wild. We're also having a party at our house on Friday night. So anybody who listens,
anyone listening to
this
the pod, sliding those DMs
on Friday, come to the party.
Come to the party.
It's going to be pretty live. This is the gateway to the summer party.
Yeah, we're kicking off summer.
There'll be sangria, watermelon sangria.
Are you actually going to make that?
Oh, 100%.
I want to drink it.
Are you actually going to make that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm holding you to that.
I might need to get 2 watermelons.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah.
I don't think 1 is going to be enough. Al, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, I think I'm joining you guys up. The girlfriend's out of town, so I am.
When the missus is away,
the wine guys will play.
We'll get drunk.
Well, she's at summer camp music festival, so she's having a good time.
I thought you were going to say she was just at summer camp.
I was like, damn.
Oh,
you should ask.
Pretty much is summer camp.
Ask her how it feels to do continuation from sixth grade to seventh grade.
Yeah,
that's savage. She listens to this.
I know, but the summer camp thing. Okay,
listen, we're the bad boys of podcast. Bad boys of podcasting. It'd be weird if we didn't make girlfriends uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Truth.
No,
that's why Rachel goes into the other room while we pod. She just can't handle it.
All right, well, should we wrap this thing up?
Wrap it up, man. My brain is done.
I got to watch some Gossip Girl.
Yeah,
so.
I got to get some Gossip Girl in me.
And
find us, wineguysguys.com.
Wineguysguys.com.
Wineguysguys Instagram.
At wineguysguys
on
Insta.
Facebook.
Hit the wine cellar. Get some merch.
Hit that wine cellar.
Just tell us what you want.
Donate for some merch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, donate.
Donate.
Donate. Yeah.
Donate.
Yeah,
donate to Wine Guys, guys, and you know
our Venmo is
just let us know what kind of which T-shirt design
hit,
you like.
Hit me
most.
On
Maybe
Ben
we'll
Venmo.
Maybe I'll send you
my
one.
Venmo is BennyD303. Just send that money over here.
That's his Venmo. That should have been your name, just Venmo.
Well, I know I should have done
Why
that.
Is your...
I just call it my Venmo. I'm like, when I need somebody to send
you're
me
missing
money.
So many great names.
You're missing out,
Benzo Washington. That's so classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, what are you going to do, right?
Benny and the Jets?
I fucking hate that song. Sorry for my language. Well, Pat's dad.
He's good in Sandlot.
Yeah.
You're good.
Benjamin the Jet Rodriguez.
You're good. Pull it up.
You're good. Pull it up.
Best movie
ever. All right,
ever.
Let's All shut right. it down. Shut it down. All right. Bye, fam.
See ya.
Later, Vino Hombres, Hombres. Oh
Podcast.